This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi called on the international community Thursday to work to stop the war in Gaza. Speaking as he and other Arab leaders participated in a summit in Beijing, el-Sisi said he further urged the international community to take immediate and decisive action to ensure humanitarian aid and assistance is delivered to Gaza. At the same summit, Chinese President Xi Jinping announced Thursday $69 million in humanitarian aid for Gaza, as well as $3 million for the UN Aid Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Meanwhile, Israel says it's taken control of a broad area of Gaza's border with Egypt, which Israel says is awash in smuggling tunnels. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israel's military has said it has seized control of a key corridor that runs along the length of Gaza's border with Egypt. The seizure could complicate relations with Egypt, which has warned against an increase of Israeli troops in the area. The move comes as Israel has deepened its incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. A top Israeli official, meanwhile, has said Israel's operation in Gaza could stretch through the end of the year. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Czech Republic Thursday for a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Prague. Ahead of that meeting, Blinken met with his Czech counterpart, Foreign Minister Jan Lipavský, where he praised the Czech Republic for its ongoing aid to Ukraine's war effort against Russia. During a joint news briefing, Blinken stressed the need for members of the NATO alliance to stay united.
The foundational premise of our alliance, that an attack on one is an attack on all, sends the most powerful message to would-be aggressors that if they attack one of us, they have to take on all of us. And that is actually the strongest way, the most effective way, to prevent aggression in the first place.
The first Ukrainian pilots have completed F-16 fighter jet training at a military base in Arizona, according to the Arizona National Guard. In Washington, this is VOA News. Early results from South Africa's election suggest the ruling African National Congress is set to lose its parliamentary majority for the first time since sweeping to power after apartheid. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
With results from less than a fifth of polling stations, the ANC's share of the vote from Wednesday's election stood at around 42.5%. The pro-business Democratic Alliance was near 26%, the Marxist Economic Freedom Fighters around 8%. According to the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research, which was providing projections to state broadcaster SABC, the ANC is projected to have roughly 42% of the vote when the count is over. That pitches South Africa into uncharted political waters. The ANC has previously won a majority in every vote held since the landmark 1994 election, which marked the end of apartheid and the ascent of Nelson Mandela as president.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Hong Kong's High Court Thursday found 14 prominent pro-democracy figures guilty of conspiracy to subvert state power. Two other defendants were acquitted during the hearing at the city's high court. The criminal trial was the biggest ever against Hong Kong's democratic opposition. Emily Lau, one of the 14 convicted activists, told reporters outside the courtroom that freedom of speech is not the only casualty of Beijing's crackdown on democratic activists.
People are very frightened. I don't think many people dare to talk to you. So Hong Kong was not like that a few years ago. So we have to go back to those days. And the economy of Hong Kong is in deep trouble. If you walk around the city, you see so many empty shops. So we have to do something to revive the economy.
The 16 activists are among 47 arrested more than 3 years ago and charged under China-imposed national security law. Those found guilty could face the death penalty. The jury in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial will begin a second day of deliberations Thursday. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The second day of jury deliberations in Donald Trump's hush money trial will start with a refresher on jury instructions the judge gave yesterday and getting a readback of testimony from two key witnesses. That's what the panel of seven men and five women deciding Trump's fate requested yesterday. So they will rehear testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker about the 2015 Trump Tower meeting where he agreed to identify negative stories for Trump, a phone call he says he had with Trump about the Karen McDougal deal, and his decision not to sell the rights to her story to Trump. The jury also asked to hear Michael Cohen's testimony about the same meeting. Trump denies all wrongdoing. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.